Hi there, and welcome to the Frenetta Tate Show. This podcast is designed to help you master your mindset, raise your awareness, and empower you to take positive action in your life. I will share tips, tools, and strategies for living your most optimal life, one filled with joy, peace, happiness, and confidence. Thank you for joining me. I am affectionately known as Coach Free. I am an international certified women's empowerment coach and a certified entrepreneur coach. I am a powerful creator with mad skills and a dope mind in business, fashion, and technology. Thank you so much for joining me today. Now, let's get to the topic we're going to talk about. Today begins Black History Month 2021. Last Friday, the world lost Cicely Tyson, whose career spanned from 1956 to 2020. She passed 96 years young. I say young because she was still working the day prior on tour promoting her memoir, Just As I Am. Miss Tyson was a legend. Dynamic and legendary actress, barrier-breaking, trailblazing lecturer, activist, and model. She had many firsts, won 42 awards. Miss Tyson began her career in 1956 and soon realized she couldn't be just an actress. She set her mind to use her career as a platform to address the bigotry, racism, and to enlighten the world. She was very specific about the roles she took, refusing to take parts in roles that demeaned Black people in film, TV, and theater. And this is why when we see her in a role, there is such passion and strength and deliberation and conviction. Her career shattered stereotypes, forced us to deal with racism, sexism, and bigotry. Her life was iconic, influential, and incomparable. And to think, she said that she did not think she would touch people like she had. She just came to do what she believed was important to do. 2 days before her passing, her memoir, Just As I Am, was released. And I want to quote what she says about her memoir. Just as I am is my truth. It is me, plain and unvarnished, with the glitter and garlands set aside. In these pages, I am indeed Cicely, the actress who has been blessed to grace the stage for more than 6 decades. Yet, I am also the church girl who once rarely spoke a word. I am the teenager who sought solace in the verses of the old hymn for which this book is named, Just As I Am. I am a daughter and mother, a sister and a friend. I am an observer of human nature and the dreamer of audacious dreams. I am a woman who has hurt as immeasurably as I have loved. A child of God, divinely guided by his hand. And here in my 9th decade, I am a woman who at long last has something meaningful to say. When asked the question, when the time comes, what do you want us to remember about you? Her response, I done my best, that's all. As I end, I want to encourage you to bring your best to the world every day so that in the end, you too can say those words. I done my best. That's all. Thank you so much for joining today's show. See you next time. And remember, no matter what you are going through, I have a strat for that. This has been Strategies for Optimal Living, the Frenetta Tate Show with your host, Frenetta Tate. Tune in regularly to get strategies to help you navigate life, love, career, and relationships. This podcast is powered by Frenetta Tate International. Shine on.